Visiting Teaching Message. Prepare to receive personal revelation. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The flow of revelation depends on your faith. As you test gospel principles by believing without knowing, the Spirit will begin to teach you. Gradually, your faith will be replaced with knowledge. Be believing, and your faith will be constantly replenished, your knowledge of the truth increased, and your testimony of the Redeemer, of the resurrection, of the restoration will be as a well of living water springing up unto everlasting life. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 23. See also John chapter 4, verse 14, and Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. You may then receive guidance on practical decisions in everyday life. Personal Revelation, the Gift, the Test, and the Promise. Ensign, November 1994, pages 60 and 61. Alma chapter 17, verses 2 and 3. These sons of Mosiah had searched the scriptures diligently that they might know the word of God. But this is not all. They had given themselves to much prayer and fasting. Therefore, they had the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of revelation. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Let us qualify ourselves for our Savior's promise that by partaking of the sacrament, we will be filled. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 8. See also 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 9. Which means that we will be filled with the Spirit. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 9. That Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is our comforter, our direction finder, our communicator, our interpreter, our witness, and our purifier, our infallible guide and sanctifier for our mortal journey toward eternal life. Always have His Spirit. Ensign, November 1996, page 61. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Humility germinates the seeds of personal growth. When cultivated through the exercise of faith, pruned by repentance, and fortified by obedience and good works, such seeds produce the cherished fruit of spirituality. See Alma chapter 26, verse 22. Divine inspiration and power then result. Inspiration is to know the will of the Lord. Power is the capability to accomplish that inspired will. The Plan for Happiness and Exaltation. Ensign, November 1981, page 12. Sidney S. Reynolds, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. I am grateful for a teacher who encouraged his students to keep a journal of the whisperings or promptings of the Spirit in their lives. He directed us to know what we felt and what resulted. Little things became evident. A God of Miracles, Ensign, May 2001, page 12. Anne C. Pingree, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. In our lives, there are unsettling seasons and circumstances when we are called upon to move out of our comfort zone and place complete trust in the Lord. As we put fear behind us and exercise faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit becomes a trusted companion, a tutor, and a directing force. We rely upon the promise in 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. The Holy Ghost will show unto you all things what ye should do. The Holy Ghost also teaches us the things we should know. What can we do to increase our ability to receive personal revelation? How might fear keep us from receiving direction from God? End of Visiting Teaching Message. Prepare to receive personal revelation.